The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Oh, I have the worst Halloween hangover, not from drinking, from eating way too many Kit Kats. Good morning. It is Friday, the day after Halloween. It's Dia de los Muertos. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Andrea.
Hold on. Isn't Dia de los Muertos on the 2nd?
First and 2nd there, white man.
Oh, man, dude.
See, I shouldn't have tried to correct you on that one.
Yeah.
I just know I have to DJ on that night, so I thought it was Dia de los Muertos.
Come on now. I feel like since I took my ofrenda down, Automatic has lost his connection with this Aztec celebration. We're going all the way back before the Spanish got to this part of the world. It was called the Feast of the Little Dead Ones, and our ancestors did not believe in death per se. They believed you crossed over into another world.
They believed in cocoa.
The cocoa's a great way to describe it. And as long as you talk and you think
Coco,
about your past.
No, Coco, the movie. You never seen Coco, dude?
No.
How have you never seen Coco?
I've never seen
Anthony,
Coco, dog.
Even producer Chewy is shaking his head right now,
I have
Anthony.
No kids. I'm a man in his 30s. I'm not going to sit there and watch Coco by myself.
Chewy has no kids, and he's a man in his 20s.
He also owns a cat. You know? So, I mean, what do you want to say?
Attack.
Like, of course.
Shots fired.
Of course he's. What is
Chewy's catching strays over here.
It's just facts. Facts are facts. Yeah. I imagine it's a movie he would like to see. But I was excited. I thought we were going to talk about Kit Kats. Come to find out, DJ Automatic wants to kick off an Aztec, you know, lecture of what's going on.
I didn't know that was me.
And Anthony, that's part of your heritage. Don't you want to learn?
I'm also part conqueror and colonizer as well, too. All right, I'm Spaniard as well. So I want to talk about Kit Kats.
Well, you don't look it.
That's what
I'll
I want to talk about.
Right,
I want to talk about Kit Kats.
Anyone in this room, you the least.
If we're going to keep it going, then my last name is Almanzar, which is Spanish descent. So,
they made you.
Look what you did, Automatic. Your wife is fired up
they
now.
They made you.
We're about to go tear down a statue. It's crazy that your name is Cortez.
Exactly.
All right.
So anyway.
Notice how the white guy's being quiet on this one.
Automatic, I'm going to stay out of this argument. Okay, look here, Mr. Latinx. What's National Day?
All right, we'll start off with World Vegan Day. So, hey, shout out to all the vegans out there. And actually, you know what? I tried a black bean burger the other day. Not that bad.
Lizzo is no longer vegan. Now she's like on her weight loss journey. She was told by her nutritionist she needed to incorporate more protein and meats into her diet. And she's lost so much weight.
I was going to say, come on. It's Ozempic. Don't give me that BS.
I think she would say if it was Ozempic. She doesn't really hide things. She's pretty out there. I like Ozempic.
She was a glass of Ozempic for Halloween. Shout out to Lizzo, though.
Come on, who said that?
Let's go to wrap it up on National Brush Day. This is encouraging everybody to brush their teeth after you took in all that candy and those Kit Kats.
Do you care about the color of your toothbrush?
Yes.
I got Automatic a pink one time. He's like, why you got this pink toothbrush in the house?
Because people are going to mistake it for yours. People are going to think that.
Who's people?
Well, that does happen. I could
be somewhere in a public setting brushing my teeth and they'll be like, he's using
you barely brush your teeth here, much less in a public setting. Automatic, give me a break.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If I order fast food or food in general and I get home and it's not right, you better damn well believe I'm calling the manager.
Oh.
I'm calling the manager. Automatic, as my husband, you know this very well.
Dana loves to call the manager.
Dana takes pride
in calling the manager. And do you know what, though? I will say I love the fact that she calls the manager because I would never, ever do that. Yeah. I mean, it's not built in me to be like, if I get home and they don't have my food, I'm like, dang, I guess it wasn't meant to be.
And listen to this scenario, okay? I was craving Greek. I wanted a gyro. When you think of gyro, you think of a pita, you know, delicious lamb wrapped inside of this pita, tzatziki, like the whole thing, right? Order gyro plates, Otto goes to pick them up, comes back home. No pita.
Oh,
no bread.
No carbs.
No carbs. So I'm just supposed to eat a bunch of lamb meat, a piece of lettuce, and some tzatziki. I called the manager and I let him know what's what. And he said, ma'am, it doesn't come with pita.
What?
Well, it's not a gyro.
And I was like, I was so mad. I was like, well, we won't be eating there again. I was like the background guy.
Hate to admit it, guys, but I'm kind of rooting for him in his story.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
He won.
After I ate, I was like, dang, I'm going to go back to this place
for sure. Even care.
I just got to remember that I got to get pita bread next time.
Got to get extra pita bread on the side. They got
We'll be ordering under my name.
Oh, that's so funny.
They got us with the good food.
So, Dana, do you, admittingly right now, do you get a kick from calling back and getting a complaint when you get to a restaurant?
I get a kick getting what I pay for.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
If I pay for it, it better be in there.
Dana called Chick-fil-A.
One of my favorite things that Dana does is when like a scam call will call her, and then she'll give them like a 5-minute lecture before they get off the phone.
They're that's
probably one of her top three most annoying things she does.
Oh, wait, I admire it.
I think it's cool.
Scam callers are like, don't call her.
Yeah, you don't want to call Dana Cortez.
You don't want to call.
That's when the Dana last calls. Raw number you want to call right
I'm
there.
I'm like,
dog.
The fact that you even answer the call when it says scam likely.
Oh, yeah, because most people just say, no, I'm not going to answer. I'm going to ignore it. No, Dana's going to belittle them and then tell them that they called the wrong number.
And then I try to sell them something, and they're like, oh.
You got too much time is what you got.
I ain't got time.
But shout out to her because she did give me my correct chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A. So I appreciate
it. I did.
Let's go.
And Otto's like, Dana, it's Chick-fil-A. Uh-uh. Being Jesus ain't going to. It is not going to save you. Hey, now.
She's got beef with Jesus.
I'm calling you, okay?
Hey, now you're definitely not getting any pita bread.
Nope. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Former President Obama can see the future, and this has nothing to do with politics, everything. Hip-hop, let's discuss Anthony A. celebrity birthdays first.
We have Eni El Chapo celebrating his birthday, and one of my favorite new actors, Anthony Ramos, celebrating his birthday as well.
Okay, so 8 years ago, President Barack Obama was asked if Kendrick and Drake got into a beef, who would win? He's psychic. Take a listen.
Got to go with Kendrick. I think Drake is an outstanding entertainer, but Kendrick, his lyrics, his last album was outstanding.
Excellent, all right.
Best album, I think, last year.
And now, all this time later, he's speaking on Kendrick again. What publication did he sit down with, Automatic?
It's called Deep Cuts as a podcast.
Okay, so they asked him, is Kendrick now the number one rapper in the world? Here's his answer.
And I do think that Kendrick has a unique status right now, not just because of this summer, but he's not just gifted. He's serious about the message he tries to. He digs into himself. He digs deep.
Hold up, President Obama.
That was a very political answer.
He never said yes. He never said no.
But he did 8 years ago say that Kendrick will watch Drake.
But think about it. He did say yes or no. What if, politician.
I wonder if Kendrick just didn't invite him to the pop out and he's a little bit upset
about
it.
That's what I was going
to
say.
That has to be what it is, dude.
No, really because he went on to say that they're good friends, that he actually talks to him on the phone, that they talk about fatherhood, and that Kendrick's a very deep person.
Still didn't see him at the pop out.
That's right.
You know?
I mean, LeBron was there.
Yeah, dude.
Wouldn't you be upset, Automatic, if one of your good friends had a huge event and didn't invite you? Has that ever happened?
Yeah.
Anthony
never invites me to any of his comedy stuff.
I like this story. I'm Kendrick Lamar. That's cool. Yeah, let's do it. Dude, this is a fun one.
I'll be a Barack Obama all day.
Let's do it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I cannot help our daughter Ava Maddock with homework. I'm sorry. Actually, that's a lie. I can help with English. I can help with science. I can help with history. But math, no go. And when I saw this on the internet, I felt it in my soul.
Do not start sending all the damn homework home. All right? It's hard. We are struggling. You need to understand, parents are tired. By the time they get home, they've been at work all day long. Their brain ain't even functioning at 100% capacity. I mean, really, the pandemic and e-learning took 85% of what we had left in our brain capacity. So this last little 15% got to last me until I get up out of here on the earth side. I still don't know what an adjective and a pronoun is. That's why when people tell me their pronouns, I don't argue with them. I just call them what they want to be called because I don't know nothing else to call you.
Shout out to the homie T-Murph. He, her, she, his, whatever. I agree. 100%.
That actually taught me what an adjective was and a pronoun.
No.
I guess I actually didn't because I just got them backwards.
I was going to say, you didn't even do it right. DJ Automatic, I don't understand why kids have so much homework. Can't they do it at school? Can't they do that at school?
I mean, teachers ain't paid enough. Maybe that's a little bit of it. Send them home with the homework.
Hey, I'm not even mad at the teachers. It's an old curriculum. But I think it's best done at school because if you bring it home, 9 times out of 10, especially with math, I cannot help her.
Did your parents help you with homework? Because my parents never helped me with homework. Okay. I remember like doing projects with them. I remember building a volcano with my mom, but that's about as much homework as I did with her. It was all right.
My Theo Frankie did help me, but I don't know if he was such a helper. He would yell at me and I would cry. Why don't you understand? And he would just point it. He was not a great teacher. He didn't understand why I didn't understand. So that's kind of the way I teach my daughters.
My stepfather helped me with history, but he's a little radical with his approaches. So like everything.
He's like, this isn't the way it really went down. Sorry, I got to pass the test. Tell me.
Everything came with like a little bit of a conspiracy theory.
So it, was, that, It was Chicano studies before Chicano studies.
That did not help me at all, dog, in social studies. Yeah. But you know what? Open my mind to a whole new world.
Those are things we can't help our kids with. They're actually things you shouldn't be doing for your kids after a certain age. 12 or 13, they should be waking up on their own. According to a recent study that was published in Forbes.com, if your kids aren't waking up on their own, they're not going to be very responsible when they get older.
So, Mom, you shouldn't have woke me up.
Did your mom have to wake you up?
My mom and I would go through it every single day for all of the entire time of me living at the house where I just didn't want to go to school. And I think that I might have caused a little bit of a craziness in my mom.
Wait a minute. Do you think since kindergarten? Like, you're talking your earliest
memory? I hated
school
from day one. My mom said, she was like, I don't understand why you hated school from the very first day. I was in the office every single day.
How did you not wake up if every day is the same thing?
Because it was me and my mom arguing, her telling me, get up. Also, I'm going to tell your dad. Luckily, my dad wasn't there because it would have gone a lot different.
he would have ripped me out of the bed.
But yeah, it was a struggle every single day.
Man, I can't even imagine. Okay, there's something else you shouldn't be doing for your kids after a certain age, 12, 13 and on. Laundry.
Oh,
they got to do their own damn laundry.
Okay, I feel like it might not be that deep, bro. I don't like doing laundry for your kid. I don't think it's that bad of a deal, especially if like you're going to trust a 12-year-old to wash your clothes and mess up your washing machine.
Not my clothes.
Their own clothes.
You're going to trust a 12-year-old with your laundry?
Ava's been washing her clothes
since she was about 11.
Yeah.
About 11 years old. Yeah, what are they going to do? Anthony, out soap it? Like, what are you talking about?
No, well, I used to have a problem of leaving chapstick in all my pockets. So that ruined a lot of clothes and towels and everything for everybody.
I still leave papers and that kind of stuff, and Dana yells at me because Dana does my laundry now.
I have to tell DJ Automatic, stop leaving shit in your pockets.
How does that?
All our clothes got lint and stuff all over them. And then, how do I get you to get the clothes into the hamper?
Hold on, I'm not a math.
I get you to get the clothes?
I'm not a math tutor, but that doesn't equate. So your kid got to do laundry, but your husband doesn't.
Oh, Anthony, I tried to let DJ Automatic do the laundry, and that was the biggest mistake of all time. He washed all the darks and hots, and wait a minute, I'm starting to think you tricked me.
God, you're doing your laundry. I would never do that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.